1380 WAOK.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Chili from TLC, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
When I'm looking at you, I keep thinking, why can't she be like you?
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. It is a beautiful day. This is Che McCummer's weather out here for Wednesday wind down in the Point. We're in the beautiful city of East Point, and the Soul Cartel Band is doing their thing. One of the great bands. They do great cover music and original music. They got on Frankie Beverly and Maze. We are one. That's the way we feel out here in East Point. We got Madam Mayor here.
Hello, hello.
Deanna Holiday Ingram, the mayor of this great city. Madam Mayor, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
No, no, thank you all for having us. Now, I see you over there now. They play the soundtrack of You're My Life, ain't you?
Hey, man, I'm the dancing mayor, so, you know, I'm a spencer. Oh!
Look out, look out.
Development. Come on now.
Talk about this Wednesday wind down. I have seen, I guess we've been here at the stage for a couple of years now. This thing has grown. It is huge. Now hundreds of people, a lot of food, a lot of good vibration, good feeling, intergenerational. You got the seniors from the Bowden Center and all over. Everybody's here. The city's open for business. Talk about this effort. Why is it important?
This effort was the vision of Councilmember Shropshire. And last year we started, and it grew and grew each month.
Yeah.
And she, along with our staff, just put in tireless effort to make this day or these days great. And it's just an opportunity for people to gather, for our residents to come gather and get to know each other and have fun, enjoy the music, fun and the sun. And then also for people to come see why I say there's no point like East Point and come experience East Point and the great things that we have to offer and, you know, get to know some of us and some of our residents and hopefully come back often.
Brag about your city. Tell us about East Point. If anybody hadn't heard of it, how many residents? Tell us where you're located. Tell us some of the major industries and some of the things y'all doing. Y'all just opened up a beautiful new municipal complex,
City
Hall.
Yes. So East Point is the city of choice to live, work, play, shop, and stay. Because there's no point like East Point. We have over 35,000 residents, 13 square miles, you know, very multicultural, multigenerational, very connected community. Yeah. And each one of our neighborhoods has its own vibe and their own connection. But what I like about it is that, you know, we're next to a metropolis, but we still have that small town feel and the small town charm. And, you know, it's kind of like Cheers. You want to go where everybody knows your name. And East Point is one of those places where that can happen. And so we have a lot of development going on. As you indicated, we just cut the ribbon to our brand new City Hall on April 30th. We're so excited about that. This land that we're on right here with the Wednesday wind down, we've acquired, and we're going to be doing a mixed-use development here. And it will be, I call it the legacy project, and it will be the model for equitable economic development and revitalization in cities. We don't have to push people out. People can stay and grow with us.
Yeah.
And we're going to build a project that represents that. And so we're excited about that. We have a lot of others coming in and taking interest in us. We have Pops Display coming with the state economic development project coming to the city of East Point. We have Soccer in the Streets coming to the heart of our downtown.
Wow.
So we will be the third field on the first transit soccer league in the world through our partnership with Soccer in the Streets, the Atlanta United Foundation, and MARTA. We're extremely excited about that because soccer is definitely a way to connect cross-culturally, and it's a world language, right? And so we're absolutely ecstatic that we'll be able to offer a free soccer program for youth and provide MARTA free uniforms, free MARTA cards so they can go to the different stations, different fields on the MARTA line to participate and alleviate the transportation barrier, right? So we're all about doing things differently, breaking barriers, lifting people up, lifting as we climb, growing together. And the world is taking notice, and, you know, we used to be the best-kept secret, but the secret is out.
The secret
and
is
I'm
out,
so
man.
Excited to be honored to be the mayor and every day get to advocate for my residents and advocate to make sure that we have greatness continue to happen here in our city.
What should people look forward to in the future? Talk about a lot of development that's going to be have smart growth, being
smart
planned
growth,
for,
absolutely.
Being smart with it. And, you know, talk about getting up every day and driving into the office. Now you got an office.
Now I got an office. I got a nice office.
You got a place to sit down and plan.
Yeah.
What do you see the future? What do you see East Point going and growing in what direction?
So I really see East Point being a model of where we put people over politics and put people first. And so when we talk about economic development, we can't talk about that without community development. Yeah. When we talk about growth and people prospering, we can't talk about it without making sure that we have systems for people who've been here for us to stay here with us and prosper. So I believe that we're going to be that model city to be able to show that you can grow and really prosper together.
Yeah.
And but it takes intentionality.
Yep.
It takes a level of courage, because the models that are out there don't oftentimes include people staying with you,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely,
so,
right.
So we're not looking to displace people.
Now,
people
you can know leave. I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you know, people can leave if they want to, but there's no point like East Point, so I don't know why they would.
There you go.
But if that's their choice. But we're going to make sure that we have housing for all. Housing regardless of what your income your level is. If you want a place to stay, we have a place here for East Point. So I said it's the city of choice to live, work, play, shop, and stay, because there's no point like East Point, and we have a place for you. And so we, our council is committed to making sure that we put systems in place and put things in place to ensure that people can grow with us, and it's going against the grain, but we're bold enough to do that.
All right. Tell everybody how they can reach you. If they're trying to reach the mayor.
If they're trying to reach the mayor. I do have social media. Facebook is Mayor Dina Holliday Ingram, and on Instagram and Twitter is Dina Ingram.
Also, tell them how to spell that.
That is true. Dena.
There you go.
Ingraham. Holiday is spelled just like holiday. Every day is a holiday for me.
Yeah.
And then my email address is mayor@eastpointcity.org. And our phone number is 404-270-7091. I have minutes with the mayor's, what I call my office hours. I'm willing to meet with people and make sure that people have an opportunity to connect with the person who speaks for them.
Madam Mayor, thank you.
Thank you.
I love your vision for this city.
Well, I appreciate you, and I love the work that you do.
Thank you.
Around
in any way we can help you. I got to have you come down. I have the president of the city council. I got to get the mayor of East Point to come down periodically. Would you come at least once a month?
Hey,
talk
if
to
David
us?
Bozeman calls me.
There you go. We're going to make sure it happens.
I'm there. Derek Bozeman, not David.
We're going to make sure
I'm going to be there.
Because I think people need to know what's happening at East Point. East Point is a great city.
It is.
And I spend a lot of time. You know, we bump into each other. You bump each other at all pieces. I had to get to Oz and Eve once or twice a month, sometimes more frequent. That's just my favorite pizza place.
It's good.
It's good
for you. The best cupcakes in the state at Cupcake. You know what
I just saw that on the corner.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, it's awesome.
All right, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Look, we got to take a break. We'll come back. I'm going to make George Littell come here and work, because they just brought me a little plate. Hey, we're going to make George work a little bit. And they out here working. Look, it's in full gear now. These people are up. They out. They see. Now, caller number 13. I got those Eyes of the Brother tickets. When we come back, we're going to come back strong and funky with some Eyes of the Brothers. All right, we'll be back. It's News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.